Just as Rebecca in the past, because of her deep attachment to her son, both committed a theft and wasn't ashamed of being caught, she also wasn't afraid, even though the risk was significant. Even when her son voiced his apprehensions, she said, "Your curse will be on me, my son." Do you see how even in a woman the spirit of the apostle is present? Just like Paul was willing to be condemned for the sake of the Jews, she too, for her son's blessing, chose to be nothing less than accursed. The good thing she passed on to him, it seems she wasn't destined to be blessed with him, but she was ready to endure the bad consequences herself. Yet she rejoiced, hurried even when faced with such great danger, and was upset over any delays in her plans. She was worried Esau might beat them to it and make her strategy useless. That's why she also hastened the conversation with the young man, and allowing him only to reply to what had been said, provided a compelling reason to convince him. For she didn't say, "You're voicing these concerns without cause, and your fears are ungrounded given your father's old age and impaired vision," but rather, "Your curse will be on me, my son. Just don't ruin the scheme. Don't miss our target. Don't forfeit the treasure."